I have no idea. I think that I have to break this up in pieces. And by break this up in pieces, I mean terrorism. Terrorism has to be broke up in pieces. For those of you out there that don't know, the definition of terrorism is actually the unlawful use of violence and intimidation, especially against civilians, in the pursuit of political aims. There are five different types of terrorism. Descendant terrorism, terrorist groups that are left and right. There are criminal terrorism, terrorist groups that aid in political ideology. There is state-sponsored terrorism. In any other way you have it, terrorism is targeting an individual. Terrorism is stopping an individual from living their life however you choose to stop them, whether it's for political reasons, whether it's for governmental reasons, which is political, or whether it's for to aid in for criminal profit. I believe that that's what I was rooted into. It was something to be aided in criminal profit, because first and foremost, you have sex trafficking rings, and these rings have a terrorist organization backing them up. And when they have a terrorist organization backing them up, they're also pulling profit from many different local programs that we don't know about. Our tax dollars go to root in terrorism. For example, you think that this Salvation Army means, oh, it's just for the community and they're out to help people. Wrong. That's not what Salvation Army necessarily means. You have Salvation Army aiding and abetting in criminals partaking in terrorist activities. Now, first and foremost, so I thought maybe I had been targeted by the government and put in something known as gang stalking, something known as, you know, targeted by COINTELPRO, targeted for state-sponsored terrorism, targeted for state-sponsored murder. First and foremost, so while I was new to the game, and nobody else was new to the game, they just sit back and participate in the game. And something that I had to do was pick up a Bible. Well, in Matthew 7:7, he says, keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. Asking it will be given to you. Seeking you will find. Knocking it will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who speaks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be open. There's a nice little saying, therefore, you know, whatever you do to men, whatever you want men to do to you, you do to them. You treat people how you want to be treated. Well, what if, you know, you've always treated people exactly how you want to be treated, but then someone turns around, whether they're working in the spirit of jealousy, they're working in the spirit of revenge, they're working in the spirit of envious, they're working in the spirit of hatred, they're working in the spirit of anything that they, you name the game. Whatever they feel at that time, they're working off of emotion, then they can get something started. And what do you know? Have an army behind them to do it. An army behind them to do it, using undue influence for political means to harm somebody else. And you have these officials that completely look the other way. Oh? It says this in Proverbs 25:28. Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls.
Ooh.
It also
repeat
says,
that. Repeat that. What's right?
It says, whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls.
Damn.
It also says, in 1 Timothy 4:1, it says, now the spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, and having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. Wait, do those words even make sense that just came out of my mouth? That in the last days, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits? I didn't know that to be true until I walked up in a church and seen it firsthand. Like, hold on, huh? Y'all know something that I don't know. And while y'all know something that I don't know, and while y'all don't want to say nothing that I don't know, y'all want to sit back and laugh at me and play me for some fool. Like I'm some chump.
Like some chump.
Okay. In Proverbs 26:24, it says, he who hates disguises it with his lips and lays up deceit within himself. He says in Proverbs 26:25, when he speaks kindly, do not believe him, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Though his hatred is covered by deceit, his wickedness will be revealed before the assembly. But wait a second. What if his wickedness has already been revealed before the assembly? The assembly could mean the congregation. The assembly can mean the town. The assembly can mean the world. The assembly can mean a whole array of things. Well, with that said, it says, whoever digs a pit will fall into it. And he who rolls a stone will have it roll back on him. See, in the beginning of my targeting, but if it was just targeting, I couldn't seem to understand. I felt like I had individuals against me, and I absolutely did have individuals against me. Now, see, while everybody else, because of undue influence, people want to sit back and watch and laugh and chitter-chatter between themselves while I'm looking for answers. I'm looking for help. To make a person fear for their life, to make a person fear for their safety, to make a person fear for, I mean, just their surroundings alone is terrible. And this is what you have because of undue influence. You have individuals participating in the harassment campaign or the stalking campaign or the hate campaign. You have so many individuals participating just out of pure joy. You have individuals participating, and they are going to gaslight you. Gaslight, for those of you who don't know, they're going to manipulate you into believing that it's just in your head. When for a fact, you can see that it's not in your head because you're not the one that's participating in these noise mimicking campaigns. You're not the one that are doing things to purposely aggravate you. From day one, this girl said to me, you know, no matter where you go, just pray. No matter what they do to you, just pray. But I'm thinking, but I don't know how to pray. How do I pray? How do I learn to pray? I thought maybe going into the church that the church was going to give me answers to praying, coming closer to a God that I felt in my heart. I felt in my spirit. I knew someone was there. But here it's like the world has turned against me. But with the world turning against me, what move can I make? Because of terrorism. Oh, and terrorism isn't necessarily something that you could just see. For those of you that out there, whether you have gone through gang stalking or whatever it is, there's destructive cults that participate in gang stalking. See, any type of move that I try to make, you have people purposely defrauding me, people purposefully tricking me, people purposefully taking advantage of me. This is all willful. It's willful cheating, willful deceit, willful lying. I mean, that's all a form of witchcraft at the end of the day. But here, what makes me any different than you? What makes you better than me? Because here you are, you got power. The same power that I once thought I had, that I should have. But for political reasons, I do not have. And I do not have because what? Because you thought that it was okay for you and your mind at that time to do something to me that could have ultimately been my demise. How could it have been my demise? Just check this out. Because the goal of this hate campaign is for an individual to end up in prison, for an individual to end up in a mental hospital, for an individual to commit suicide. And you have many, 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 many hundreds, if not thousands, of people participating at any given time to help this individual do that. It's an extremist game. So you think, oh, maybe I need to get some help with, you know, terrorism, homegrown violent extremism. Violent extremism is a form of undue influence. Terrorists and hate groups use deception, manipulation, flattery, trickery, coercion? While they use the lens of undue influence, activists, social workers, law enforcement, mental health professionals, police officers, they're using the lens of so many, they're using the lens of people from all walks of life to participate in this game that you don't want to play. And while you don't want to play, you were never given a choice. And now if you want out of the game, this is how they expect you to get out of the game. They expect you to get out of the game by one of three things. Jails, deaths, and institutions. But you asked yourself, well, wait, why would you go to jail? You ain't, hold on. Wait, let me stop that. Because you ain't even got to commit a crime to go to jail. You have undue influence on the right side. And they are participating against you, believe it or not. I remember keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. I'm trying to get somebody, anybody, to tell me something about this game that I didn't know that existed. But nobody wanted to say anything. They were too busy laughing and carrying on like something was funny. But there's nothing funny about threatening somebody else's life. There's nothing funny about making an individual be so afraid. Whether they're afraid to go to sleep, they're afraid to leave their house, they're afraid to make a move. That sounds crazy. Only problem is, you know, so many people are blind. So many people are under demonic influence. You know, so many people respect what they've done. Oh, yep, that's me, that's me, that's me. Well, what exactly have you done? You have tortured, targeted, harassed, stalked. I mean, you've made somebody else's life hell just out of pure joy. And because you operate in a different, what? Because you can work along right along with the police that this is okay. None of this has been okay. It wasn't okay a day ago. It wasn't okay a year ago. See, it started back in 2017. So while I'm trying to hold my life up, while my life is falling apart, I tried to do it without God. I wasn't ready. More or less, not only was I not ready, whether I'm targeted from the government, you know, they have these MK Ultra programs. Mind control, brainwashing.
May I have my lighter, please? Does this look like it's gotten worse?
You seem to become a slave, not to just one individual. Whether we're enslaved to the system, we're enslaved to the most disturbing and disgusting part about it is, first and foremost, you have no reason to lie. You've lived through this. You've walked through this. This is your daily life. It's become your life. It's become your world. Has it consumed your life? Has it consumed your world? Absolutely not. But we all know that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. See, what I didn't know is that Satan had agents to do his dirty work. I didn't know Satan used his agents to do his bidding for him. You know, because growing up as a child, you like to think that there's just a God and Satan. I mean, I didn't know nothing about no spiritual wickedness in high places. Spiritual wickedness, that's in Ephesians 6:12. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against dark powers, against the authorities, against the rulers of this age. We have to put on all of God's armor daily. Am I equipped daily? Absolutely. I stay equipped with my helmet of salvation, my sword of the Spirit, my breastplate of righteousness. I have on my belt of truth, and I have my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Only one problem. In the world out there, you like to think and believe that, oh, Christians don't lie. You know, it's the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not want what your neighbor has. Well, with all these Ten Commandments, see, that's what I thought first and foremost. That's what I was blind to. Because I like to believe that the church was holy. I like to believe that, you know, well, I know that we're all human. We're all mortals. But for a church to get down with lying? for a church to go along with money. Money's the root to all evil. But I'm like, why would somebody else first and foremost want to hurt somebody else? You know why somebody else would want to hurt somebody else? For gain. Now, here I am. I feel today like I just lied. And there's no reason for me to need to have lied in the first place. I could have just told the truth. And that's a motto like I live by. But I felt like I needed to lie to somebody else just to not get what I want. But I like to say I'm so used to, like, well, fear. We all know fear. Fear is not something that is just seen. Fear is unseen, too. A person can have a fear of the unknown. A person can fear their spouse. A person can fear their friend. A person could fear their family member. Hey, a person can even fear their own dog. A person could fear the fish in their little tank. Well, I just needed to make this very quickly. I wanted to get this out. This is the start of it. Not the start of it, but with keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. To watch somebody right in front of me. So first and foremost, even with terrorism, like even with this game that I was thrown into, I never ever in my life, I mean, I believed in witchcraft, I believed in magic, but I guess we've all been brainwashed to an extent, to a major descent. But people don't care. People don't get it. People don't see, like, we're in the last days. I can't for sure say how many years all of us got left, but look at the world that we're living in today. I was listening to this pastor, and he said, just like, okay, with President Obama, he was preaching change. Change, change, change. And they tried to say that President Obama became in office because of, like, so many votes were black people. But President Obama was preaching change because he was telling us that a change was coming into the world. And look at the first change that he made. The first change that he made was breaking down the system, breaking down the walls. Homosexuality, transgenderism, LGBTQ.
What the hell was that?
Plus P, pedophile.
What's LGBTQ?
LGBTQ. Lesbian, P. Gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, P, pedophile, another one would be the B, bestiality. Bestiality will be coming in soon. But all of this stuff is hidden right before our eyes. Well, actually, it's not just hidden right before our eyes. It happens in families all over. It happens all over the world. But people are just like, oh, no, we can't talk about it. Oh, no, it's just... But there's a reason why us individuals are being chosen out of the bunch. There's a reason why things are happening. I don't know. This was quick, sweet, short. I just wanted to get this out there. Thanks.